Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei, first Sha'arei Shir in Achodesh Elul. So I hope everyone is doing well and enjoying a beginning, meaningful month of Elul. We are learning, as always, the Zeichon Lilu Nishmasa Miriam Frond, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Alaha Hoshalom. May the Neshama merit a continuous Aliyah and Zechira Latova in the Shush of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening and our Avodas Hashem. And as well, we thank the Frun family very, very much for their commitment to this Torah, Lezecher Nishmas, their mother, Alaha Hashalom. So we're going to be learning something very interesting, very beautiful, very much related to this Shir topic of the past month or so. And the Mechaber is focusing very much, the Shir, the Sefer author, the Mechaber, the author of the book, is focusing very much on this topic of food. Even once he moved away from food, he went back to it when he spoke about Ratzon Hashem. When it comes to food, we have a will and Hashem has well. And we spent some time talking this idea of food. So last week, somehow came up at the Shabbos table, Vermeschan and Ekev Re'eh. I think my son took Arav Shimon Schwab our parish, and it was Parshas Ekev. And then we left to Toronto quickly, and then I didn't have time. So finally, I just learned through it this past Shabbos, and it's mamish so related to the topic of the Shir. So we are going to learn a beautiful piece from of Shimon Schwab Zatzal and the Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva on the topic of food and eating. And I think that the Mechaber, when he speaks so much about moving our desires away from food and doing Ratzon Hashem, would really be maskim with what Rav Shimon Schwab writes. So I'm going to screen share with you. This is really a very, very beautiful piece. Actually, before I screen share the piece, no, I can't do that. First, I have to screen share what I prepared for you over here. Okay. So let us look in Devarim Parak Chas. Could you see my screen here? Okay, very good. Okay, so Devarim Parakhas is one of the most beautiful proclaim in the Torah in terms of the poetry and the prose and the language and the description of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, and Moshe Rabbeinu talks here, all the mitzvah that I command you today, so you should guard to do, so you will live and you will multiply, you'll become many, and you will come and you will inherit the land that God swore to give to your forefathers. You should remember the whole way that Hashem walked you for 40 years in order to afflict you, to test you, to know what's in your heart, if you will keep his mitzvot or not. Vaya'ancha, he afflicted you. Vaya'rivecha, he made you hungry. Vaya'achilcha es haman, he fed you the manna that you did not know and your forefathers did not know. Leman hodi'acha, in order to let you know. Kilo al halachim levad. If you ask a person, what do you live on? So they'll say, well, a car runs on gas and my body runs on food. Just like a car needs fuel and a motorboat needs fuel, so too my body needs fuel. And that fuel comes from food. But the Pasuk says, Leman hodiacha, to let you know, ki lo al halachem levado yechya ha'adam. Man does not live by bread alone. Ki al kol matzo pi Hashem yechya ha'adam. By everything that emanates from the mouth of God does man live. Your clothing, excuse me, did not grow out on you, your feet did not swell for 40 years. Then he describes how beautiful Eretz Yisrael is. And then, in contradistinction to man does not live on bread alone, a few psukim, the psukim are so beautiful, I just simply do not have time to go through the whole parak with you, or that's all we would be doing. And that's not all I want to do tonight. So then, a few psukim later, the pasuk tells us, in paraches, pasuk yod, ah, ve'achalta v'shavata uveirachta es Hashem elokecha, you shall eat, you shall be satiated, and you shall bless Hashem your God, al ha'aretz hatov asher nasanach. So this should be familiar to all of us. We recite this pasuk in the Birkos HaMazon, and we have a mitzvah de'oraisa, a biblical command that when we eat and when we are satiated, we shall bless the Lord God for the good that land that he gave us. So this is the mitzvah, the foundation of the mitzvah of Birkos HaMazon. And first, the parak tells us about the man, that it's an affliction, it's a test, and you learn from the man that not by bread alone does man live, but everything that emanates from the mouth of God, that is what man lives on. And when you come to the land, and it's a land, two psukim before benching, it is a land of wheat and barley and grapes and figs and pomegranates, and it's a land of oil from olives, it's a land of honey from dates, and when you eat all of this bounty, and you are satiated, visavata, soveya, then uvei rachta, so shem elkecha. So when does a person have to bench? How much do you need to eat in order to bench? The pasuk tells you, de'oraisa v'chalta visavata uvei rachta, so shem elkecha. When you eat your food and you have soveya, you're full, then you will bless the Lord your God for the good land that he gives you. We're going to go into the Rambam here. Okay? This is the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Dalet. Okay? So the Rambam was a physician, besides for being a great philosopher, And besides for being a great scholar, and besides for giving us the Mishneh Torah, which is a compilation of Jewish halacha, Rav Soloveitchik says, without the Rambam, I would be out of a job. The Brisk Masechet focuses very much as well on expanding upon all of the words of the Rambam. So the Rambam is one of our greatest thinkers we've ever had. He was also a physician. And in Hilchos Deos here, in Perek Dalet, he tells us ways to live healthy, ways to maintain the health of our body. So here we have, if you look here, halacha bees. You could see my screen, yeah, you could see that I went to the Rambam. Okay. So, Parag Dalet Halacha Beis and Deos, and the reason I'm taking you this to this first is because Rav Shimon Schwab is going to be talking about the mitzvah of what we call benching, and he's going to mention this Rambam, okay? Lo yochal adam ad shetismale kreso, ela yifchos kima revia misav aso. A person should not eat until he fills his stomach. You shouldn't say, I'm so stuffed. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how much my stomach hurts. You should not eat until you fill your stomach. Rather, yifchos, pachos, you should eat less. For example, a quarter from Revia, Arba, a quarter of satiation. Oh, so the arts goes three quarters of full satisfaction. In other words, you should be lacking a quarter of satiation. Okay. Below Yishtamayim Besoch HaMazon, interesting, he gives you advice about drinking also. You should not drink while you're eating your food. Ela Ma'at, you should only drink a little. Umazud Biyayin, and you should mix the water with the oil. So while you're eating, you shouldn't be drinking a lot, and you should have watered down wine. Don't drink so much water while you're eating. Ukishayashil HaMazon Lehis Akel B'me'av. And when the food begins to be digested in the person's intestines, in his inside, Shosem Mashu Hutzarich Lishtot. So at that point, if you might need to drink to aid your digestion, so you should drink however much you need to aid digestion. Below yar belishdos mayim, you should not drink so much water. Va'afidu kishayis akel hamazon, even when the food is being digested, you should not overdrink water. Below yochal ad sheyidbok atzmo yafeh yafeh shema yetzarich linikavav. You should not eat until you have checked yourself. Do a bedika ad sheyivdok atzmo. Below yochal, you should not eat. You should do a bedika on yourself. You should check yourself. Not in terms of taras hamishpacha. That's not what that means. It means to check yourself. Yafa yafa. Check yourself very well. Shema yet sarich linikavav. Maybe you have to use the bathroom. Okay. I don't know. Maybe you have to use the bathroom. So you should see if you have to relieve yourself. Use the facilities before you eat. He's giving you instructions for a healthy lifestyle. Lo yachal adam. A person should not eat. This is so interesting. Ad sheyelech kodem achila. You shouldn't eat without taking a walk first. Ad sheyaschil gufu lachom. You should do some exercise before you. You should get your body worked up into heat, chom. You should make yourself hot. You should need those calories. You should get your body going, your blood flowing, your heart pumping before you eat. Oh, yasa malachto. Or you should do some kind of physical labor before you eat to make yourself hungry. Work up an appetite. Maybe that's where the phrase comes from. I don't know. Oh, yisiyageya b'yega acher. Or you should do something that makes you feel tired. So you should work up yourself and make some calories burned and make yourself hot so that you have an appetite to eat. Klalo shel davar, the principle of the matter is, what's the principle of the matter is, ya'ane gufo, like inui. We have a mitzvah of inui, ta'anu esnaf shosechem on Yom Kippur. You shall afflict your body to some degree, v'yigia kol yom baboker, and you should make yourself tired every day in the morning. Acha yaschil gufo lachom. So, you know, you go to the barn and you milk the cows and you get the eggs from the chicken and you go out to the crops to check how they're doing. You work a little. You make yourself worked up. You get yourself hot. Make your body afflicted and tired. Ad sheyaschil gufo lachom, until your body starts to be warmed up. V'yishko ma'at ad sheyisyashev nafsho v'ochal. And you should rest a little. Until yashev nafsho, your soul is restored, and now you should eat. So you shouldn't just rush into the meal. You shouldn't get out of bed and just go to eat. You should do something first to get your body going, to get the blood flowing, to get your heart pumping, to raise your temperature. Then you come back, you take a little rest, and then you could eat. V'imra chatz b'chamin, and if he takes a bath in hot water, so if you go to the gym or you go for a fast walk, you come back very sweaty, perspire a lot on the walk, so you're going to take a shower before you do anything else, especially if it's 85 degrees and you're boiling hot outside. V'imra chatz b'chamin, if he washes himself in hot water, acha sheyaga, after he exhausted, he tired himself out, harei zeh tov. So Rambam says it's a good idea. You should take a shower when you come back from exercising, from milking the cows, from hoeing the field, from, I don't know, picking the green beans, whatever it is you did in your field. Being the Grimi is not such a good example. You were busy with the date trees, and you were busy with the Zion, and you were busy with the Rimon, and now you come back and you're hot, so you should take a shower first. Rachatz b'chamin, wash yourself in hot water, in t'achar sheyaga, after you've tired yourself out, hareza tov, it's a good idea. But achar kach, and after, shohem ma'at vochal, after you should wait a short while, you took a shower, you exercised, you caught your breath, you got your body going, and now you eat. Fascinating. Okay, 800 years ago, fascinating. But the Rambam says he begins by saying, Lo yochal Adam, ad shetismalei kreso. He begins the halacha, Gemara in Hilchos Deos here. You see it on my screen. A person should not eat to full satiation. Don't fill your entire stomach. You know that feeling of being stuffed sometimes? Maybe you don't have it on a simcha, on a Shabbos, on a Yom Tov meal. You feel stuffed. You should not eat to that point. Allah ba yifchos. Pachos, eat less than you need. Kimo revia misvaso, you should reduce a quarter of what you need. So the translation you see on my screen says 3/4 of your full. I'm saying it the other way. A quarter less than you need is what you should eat. So we saw the pasuk in Paraches of Devarim. We saw the Rambam. And now we go to an amazing, amazing, amazing piece of Avodas Hashem by Rav Shimon Schwab. So 1 second. Here we go. Okay, could you see I'm in Mayim Beis HaShoeva? Yeah, okay, very good. So this is on Parshas Ikev. Okay, my son pulled it out at the Shabbos table. He said the first shot of Rav Schwab at the Shabbos table, which we're not going to go through. And then Dvarim is Chana Ikev Reish Shoftim. So it was only 2 weeks ago. Then we went to Toronto, and I didn't have time to learn at Parshas Ikev. I spoke that Shabbos afternoon. I didn't have time to learn through it. And then we left, very last minute, to Toronto. And then I learned it this past Shabbos, and now I'm teaching it. And when my son mentioned, he just touched upon the second Pshah, I said, I need to see that, because of course I know what I'm teaching in Shari, and I couldn't believe how much it connected to this idea of a person as a Ratzon, Hashem as a Ratzon. What is your Ratzon for food? What is your desire for food? And how do you curtail that physical desire for food to meet the Ratzon of Hashem? So yes, food is important, like we've been proving from many different sources, but you're going to see a different attitude now, and a different approach from a beautiful Chiddush here. So, he begins, Rav Schwab begins by V'achalta v'savato v'erachtos Hashem v'kecha. You shall eat, you shall be satiated, you shall bless Hashem your God for the good land that He gives you. By the way, De'oraisa, you see that Benjamin is tied to Eretz Yisrael. Just pointing that out. V'achalta v'savato v'erachtos. It doesn't say period. And it doesn't say V'achalta v'savato v'erachtos Hashem v'kecha, period. No. Al ha'aretz ha'tova sh'nasonach. Birkas HaMazon is tied to giving thanks to God for the blessing of Eretz Yisrael. A very famous story of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zechut Sadev HaKadosh of Recha, the Rashka Bahag, Rosh Kol B'nei Agoda. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down in a number of places. I've seen it brought down in multiple sources, this story. So he was once benching, and I just saw it most recently in a sefer called Make Your Brachos Meaningful. A new sefer by Eretz Yisrael, Make Your Brachos Meaningful. And thank Mimi Samuels for giving me the sefer, and it's brought down there as well. And he was benching, and he repeated the second paragraph of benching Rav Shlomo Zalman about no delicha. So he repeated the paragraph of giving thanks to God for Eretz Yisrael. He said it, and he repeated it. So when he was finished benching, they asked him, I don't know who was there who would ask, you know, the Gadol Adar, but they asked him why he repeated it. And he said, the paragraph of No Delecha is Birkas Ha'aretz, thanking God for the land of Israel. And he was afraid he didn't have the proper kavana and thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. So he went back and he said it again. Okay, so I'm just pointing that out as an aside. The real bracha of benching is really not only to give thanks for the food, not only to give thanks for the sviya, the satiation, but to actually thank God for the blessing of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're going to look at the first paragraph here of Rav Schwab, and then we're going to skip to the Davar Achar, another interpretation. The first paragraph is a quote from the Gemara. It's a very famous Gemara in Maseches Brachos. When my son started to say the word over, I am familiar with this Gemara. You may also be familiar with this Gemara. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, okay? Maseches Brachos Chaf Amud Beis. Amru, I'm in the first paragraph, first line. Malachi Yishar Yisufnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Malachim come to God with a complaint. What is the complaint? The angels lodge a complaint before God. Ribono she'olam. Hashem, we have a kasha for you. Kasu b'sora secha. It says in your Torah on Parshas Ekev, 2 prakim after the pasuk about benching, it says in Parshas Ekev, asher lo yisa panim v'lo yikach shochad, God does not show favoritism. God does not take bribes. This week's Parsha, Parshas Shoftim, we're warned against taking bribes because bribes will blind the eyes of the wise. The eyes of the wise. So Hashem does not show favoritism. It's according to your deeds, no favoritism. There's no teacher's pet here. If you're worthy, then you go into the Sefer HaChaim, and if Chas V'Shalom not, Hashem hopefully gives us another chance, and you better rectify and repair your deeds. There's no favoritism. V'lo yikach shochad. Hashem does not take bribery. So the angels say, doesn't that Pasuk say, you don't show favoritism, God? You don't take bribery. V'halo ato nosei panim li'Yisrael. But isn't it true that you show favoritism to Israel? Because another Pasuk says, by Birkas Kohanim, b'midbar perak vav, yisa Hashem panavei lecha v'yasim l'chasham. Hashem will lift his countenance towards you. Ah, these two Pesukim contradict each other. One says, Lo Yisapanim, he will not show favoritism. He won't lift your face to you. The other Pasuk says, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, Hashem will lift his face to you. He will show favoritism. So it's a stira, it's a contradiction. Which Pasuk is correct, says the Malach Eishar? Do you show favoritism and lift your face towards Israel? Or you don't show favoritism? Amar Lahem. So Kosh Baruch Hu answers the angels and he says, V'chi Lo Esapanim, Li Yisrael. Will I not show favoritism to Israel? Shekatavti lahem b'Torah. I wrote a command to Israel in the Torah. I said, V'achalta v'savata uveirach l'shem alkecha. You shall eat, you shall be satiated, and you should bless the Lord your God. V'hei midak dekim al atzmam ad kizayis v'ad kebeitza. You might be familiar with this gemara. It's extremely famous. Hashem says, excuse me, but they are midaktic upon themselves. They are exacting upon themselves, not only to bench when they are full, but even to bench when they only eat a kizayis or a kebeitza, the amount of an olive or the amount of an egg. Okay, adkan, that's the lashon of the Gemara. So it's a kasha on the Gemara. What's the Gemara talking about? The angels go to God and the angels say to God, listen, one verse says you don't show favoritism. The other verse says you do show favoritism. So which is it? You do or you don't. So God says, listen, I have to make an exception for Israel. Why do I have to make an exception for the nation of Israel? Because I commanded them in Parshas Ekev Periches Pasuk Yod, when you eat visavata, when you are satiated, when you're full, then you shall bless the Lord your God. But they are so midaktik upon themselves. They are so exacting and careful to bench, to give thanks to God, to show gratitude to God, even for a kebeitza or a kezayis. Okay, kebeitza is a like an egg volume. Kezayis is like the volume of an olive. So even if they eat less than satiation, they bench me. So how could I not show favoritism? That's the Gemara. Okay. So Rav Shimon Schwab says this is a kasha. It's a difficulty. We still have a question. But we still don't understand because the first pasuk from Perek Yud in Devarim says Hashem won't show favoritism to Israel. So if the pasuk says beferish explicitly, God will not show favoritism towards Israel, how could he answer the malachim that I do show them favoritism, the angels, when they eat kizayis kibitza, like an olive, the volume of an olive, or the volume of an egg? You know, does it ever happen to you? You eat a cookie and you say, is this a kizayis? So I think it was Rav Moshe. Moshe's at Sal. So what would Rav Moshe say? Have another one. And then it's a kizayis. Okay? When should he bench? What's a kezayis? Fine. Let us go to the second pshat of Rav Shimon Schwab. The clock is ticking very fast. Okay, for purposes of our class, we're not looking at the first one. But remember, why am I teaching this to you? Because 2 weeks ago, the Shabbos table, my son brought it up. I said, I have to look through it. I didn't have time to look through it. We went quickly to Toronto. I came home. I was able to look through it this past Shabbos. I said, oh my gosh, this is speaking to us in the Shari Shir, because the Mechaber is talking all about our taiva for food. So let us see what Rav Schwab has to say. Okay, you see where I am, the second column. It says, Od Yesh Lomar. Okay, good. Od Yesh Lomar. We can also say, remember, this is the Dover Acher. Al Pi Divrei HaRambam. According to the words of the Rambam. Remember, I started with you in the Rambam. I showed you the Rambam to begin with. Perek Dalet Mehilchus Deos, chapter 4 of Hilchus Deos, Halachabis. So what does the Rambam write there? She'ein ra'ui la'adam. It is not worthy. It's not appropriate for a man. She'yamalei kreso, that he should fill his stomach. V'lecha k'deis via gemura. It's not appropriate for a person to fill his entire stomach. He shouldn't be stuffed. And he shouldn't eat to the point of being stuffed. Svia gemura, absolute full. Like you have no room for anything else. If you put one more thing in your mouth, you feel like you're going to throw up. That's how full you are. You shouldn't eat to that point. Ayin Sham, you should see there. So I took you there, and we looked at the Rambam. Okay. Even though the Torah Taka says you should eat and be satiated, So it seems the Oraisa, that the mitzvah of Birkos HaMazon, benching grace after meals, is only when you're totally satiated. Tzarich lomar, we need to say, shahasviya tuluya bidato hapratit, shall call yachid v'yachid. The satiation, the degree of satiation, depends upon each and every individual person. What you might be full from is not what I'm full from. What I'm full from might not be what she is full from. What she is full from might not be what the fourth person is full from. Who determines what is sevia? Who determines what is full? I was listening to a shiur today by Rabbi Soriel Malitsky. He's a rav from, I think, Addison, New Jersey. I enjoy his shiur. And I was listening to shiur from a while back. It was about sleep. Hamapil and sleep. Okay, but one of the things he said in the shiur is that he was talking about the Brisker Rav, the Grizz, Rav Yitzchak Zev HaLevi Salvechik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he did not kiss the dirt, the stones of Eretz Yisrael. Why? So people think because he wasn't Zionist and he doesn't believe in the government, so he's trying to make a political statement. Brisk is very medactic and makbid b'halacha. And it's actually a Gemara, which I also am familiar with the Gemara from learning Rav Kook, actually. Okay, it's a Gemara that I forget when who came to Eretz Yisrael, he kissed the dirt and the stones of Akko. So it's in the Gemara to kiss the dirt and the stones. And he says it's codified by the Rambam, I believe, or the Shulchan Aruch, as a halacha. So Ramesh kissed Eretz Yisrael when you get there. So why didn't the Griz kiss Eretz Yisrael? Because when the halacha is codified, it says, Great Talmidei Chachamim kiss Eretz Yisrael when they arrive there. So the Griz says, who says I'm a great Talmud Chacham? Maybe it's a great Talmud Chacham. Maybe with the codification of halacha, the great Talmud Chacham, I don't meet the requirements. Therefore, he didn't kiss the stones of Eretz Yisrael. He gave another example of the Griz where you see diktuk b'halacha. The halacha is that if you don't see your friend for 30 days, you should make a shachianu. Shachianu v'ki, with Shem Hashem, we don't do it today, right? Shachianu v'ki manu v'gyanu l'sman hazeh, you've kept us alive, sustained us, brought us to this time. And if you haven't seen your friend for a year, you actually make the bracha mechayeh hamisim. So he said something, God revives the dead. So he said something very, very interesting, which I never knew the machshava behind it. Why today don't we do it? Because it used to be in the olden days. If you didn't know if a person was alive, if you didn't see them for a month, you didn't know if they were alive. There was no Instagram and Twitter and WhatsApp status and email and old-fashioned telephone. If a person was gone, they were gone. By the time the mail came, it was a year and a half later. And if you didn't see them for a year, you for sure didn't know if they were alive. So by the time, and it was dangerous, and travel was dangerous, and roads were dangerous. Listen, v'chayos ra'os b'derech. Why do we say tfilas b'derech? For the robbers and the bandits who hang out outside the city limits. So Yimataka didn't know if they were alive. So when you saw them after a month, and for sure after a year, it's a shachiyanu, it's a baruch mechaye amesim. It's wow, gevaldik, it's a resurrection of the dead. Today we know if you're alive, because even if I don't see you for a year, I can call you, let's say you're the most old-fashioned person who lives today. You still use a telephone. Let's say you don't use WhatsApp. Let's say you don't use Facebook. Let's say you don't use Twitter. Let's say you don't use Instagram. You still have a phone. So you know someone's alive, so you don't make the bracha. So in the Griz, after in Eretz Yisrael, it was sometime after the war, in the early years of the state. So he tackled met an old friend from Europe, and the friend made a bracha. I think it was a mechay mesim, a shachianu. So the Griz didn't make a bracha. So the friend said, why do you make a bracha? I made a bracha on seeing you. Why do you make a bracha on seeing me? So the Brisker Rav said, the codification of halacha is, when he sees his friend after a year or after a month, not in that order, and he's happy to see him, he makes a bracha. So the Griz says, I don't know if my happiness is what they meant when they codified the halacha. I don't know if I meet the halachic requirement for simcha. It's not personal. I just don't know what the degree of simcha is. I don't know what the degree of as the Talmid Chacham who kisses the ground of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what this reminds me of. That who says what is full? When the Pasuk says, v'chalta v'savata, it's Lashon Yachid. V'chalta. It doesn't say v'chaltem. V'savatem. You as a group shall eat. You as a group shall be satiated. You as a group shall bench. It says to one individual, v'achalta, you individual, lashon yachid will eat. V'savata, you as an individual will be full. Who says what's full? What's full for me? I eat a very large salad. When I eat a salad, I eat a very large salad. Someone else would say that's for three people. I could put in feta cheese and 2 hard-boiled eggs, and I could put in corn and beets and maybe some slivered almond. If I have avocado, I'll put in half of avocado, so it makes me full for the whole afternoon. For someone else will say it's for 3 people. I can't eat that stuff. I don't mean that I eat like, don't get the wrong idea. But my point is, who says what's full? I once heard Rabbi Shai Schechter say this, but it made a big impression on me. You're not allowed to eat something on Shabbos till Yad Sol Arispo. What's Yad Sol Arispo? Who determines what's Yad Sol Arispo? Last night, the soup. So my husband quickly touched the top, and then he took his hand off. So I said, the top, it's not hot. Did you touch it? It's not hot. What's hot for me is not hot for other people in my house. No, I said it wrong. I said totally wrong. What's hot for other people in my house is not what's hot for me. Your fingers become desensitized, and I could take the top off the roasting pan like I did tonight, which has the chicken and the vegetables and the potatoes for dinner. Someone else, it's boiling. Who says what's yad sol arispo? How do you measure? It's a fascinating halakhic concept. Who says what's full? Who says who's a Talmud Chacham who should kiss the ground of Eretz Yisrael? Who says what's happy to say Shechianu Mechaye Emisim? Who says what's yad sol arispo? You can't cook food till it's heated, till a hand burns and pulls away. But what's hot for me on my hand is not how what's hot for everybody else in my house. So now, it's fascinating halachic idea to think about. So it's true. The Torah says you should eat and be satiated. And then you should veg. But the problem is, who says what satiation? Maybe you need half a hard-boiled egg and 2 tomatoes, and you say you're full. Not so Micha Horowitz. Who says what's full? I'll be starving. Not really starving. I'd be very hungry. I don't like to use that word. Yesterday I was very hungry. I said, I'm starving. Then I said, no, let me correct that. I'm very hungry. I don't like to try not to use the word starving. My grandparents were starving. I'm not starving. But who says what's full? Sheyeshu ochel pacho mimilui kreso. You have those who eat less than their fill of their stomach. And he withdraws his hand from his food. I don't know what it means when someone raises their hand, but if you have a question, just post it in the chat, please, okay? I don't know what to do with raising hands. Someone has their hand raised. I'm not sure what to do with that. Just post it in the chat. That'll be easier for me, please, okay? Okay, because you have someone who eats pachos mimilui kreso, he eats less than what fills his stomach. What do I do with this raised hand thing? Lower hand. Okay, if anyone has a question, please post it in the chat. Okay, so you have someone who eats less than the fill of his stomach. So you eat less than your fill. What do you do? He withdraws his hand from his food. He makes a decision with his mind. He just decided, I don't need to eat more. Medically, if I ate this amount of food, my body could be sustained. I'm stopping to eat. I don't feel full physically, but I make a mental decision to stop eating. So in this situation, this piece, Mamish, relates so strongly to the Mechaber, the author of our Sefer, and what he's been trying to tell us for these past few weeks. This person just decided, in his mind, with his Seichel, and his intellectual desire, that he is silencing his physical-based desire for more food. V'hu soveya mimashachal? He decides in his head, I'm full from what I ate. He's not stuffed. His stomach is only half full, if there's some way to even measure that. He feels a little bit like he has more room. He might even feel a tiny bit hungry. Be very careful with this. Don't leave here and become chas v'sham anorexic or bulimic. Don't misunderstand what we're teaching. He ate enough, but he didn't eat over. He didn't take 2 portions. He didn't refill his plate. He stopped. And he decided in his mind, with his seichel, with his da'as, these are the words that Rav Schwab uses here, that he's going to silence his base physical desire for more. V'hu soveya mimashachal. He decided, I'm full from what I ate. This is fascinating. You can decide in your mind that you had enough to eat. The koach zeh, and this power, this strength, I don't want to say power, it sounds like when we were little. Remember He-Man? What was He-Man? I have the power, He-Man, and he called himself the master of the universe. So later, when we grew up, my brother says it's Apicursus. He-Man would say, I have the power. Remember, Skeletor was the bad guy? He-Man would say, I have the power, He-Man. I'm the master of the universe. So I don't mean that he is the power, but Koach Zeh, this strength inside of him. Totza'am Yira Shamayim Shalo Adam. This is a gewaldic piece of Rav Schwab. It's been on my mind the whole entire week. Mamish, I'm not lying. Okay? And this power, this strength, this idea, what does it draw from? What does it stem from? What does it derive from? Mira Shamayim Shala Adam. A God-fearing person does not fill his kreso. A God-fearing person does not eat kedei suvia. He eats enough to live, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, but then he stops. Shakal achilaso rak kedei shiagufa baril avoda kosh baruch hu. A Yira Shamayim eats for one purpose. Not because he wants to try every meat on the carving station, on every roll at the sushi station, not in that order, and every soup at the soup bar, and every salad on the salad bar, because how could he go home and say, I didn't eat from everything? He eats for an entirely different purpose. He eats so his body will be healthy to serve God. A person like this stops eating when he says, I have physically, medically had enough, even if I still feel I could stuff myself with more. I could take a second portion. I'm not going to. I don't need it. And he becomes satiated from that portion. So someone else might not be satiated, but he is satiated. And this koach, this strength, this inner spiritual strength, is derived from totsa'a miyirat shamayim. It's derived from being a God-fearing person, shal ha'adam of this person, shakal achilaso, his entire purpose of eating, ra kidei shiyagufa bari lavoda kosh baruch hu. It's only so his body should have enough fuel. You know it says when you fill up with gas, don't top off the tank. He should have enough to serve God. Ukidivrei ha'chacham mikol adam, and like the words of the wisest of all men, Shlomo HaMelech, Mishlei, tzadik ochel l'soveya nafsho. So I looked up the pasuk in Mishlei. He says, look it up. So I looked it up. It's a Mishlei Yud Gimel Chafei. It's very interesting because the end of the pasuk, I wrote it here in my sefer, and you could see it on the scan. Tzadik ochel l'soveya nafsho. Mishlei says that a righteous person eats to fill his soul. It doesn't say he eats the soveya kreso. It doesn't say he eats a soveya gufo. Tzadik, a righteous person, ochel, lisoveya nafsho. A righteous person eats enough to satiate his soul. The end of the pasuk, you can see it in my handwriting, ubeten rishaim techsar, gevaldik. But the stomach of the wicked will always be lacking. A wicked person will always want more. He'll eat in a gluttonous fashion. He'll be a novel b'shus hatar. He always wants to stuff himself with more. Ubetim reshaim tachzer, but the stomach of the wicked person will always be lacking for more. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, who is certainly in the category of a tzadik yisod olam, zecher tzadik kadosh levracha, the Ger Rebbe, who was more than 30 years his junior, was astonished by the Rosh Hashiva's minimal physical requirements. On their first trip overseas, the Ger Rebbe noticed Rav Aaron Leib was sleeping a total of 2.5 hours in a 24-hour period. This led the Rebbe to remark, it's hard to keep up with the enthusiasm and love for spreading Torah that Rav Aaron Leib has. On another trip, the Ger Rebbe asked the local physician who was accompanying them about Rav Aaron Leib's eating habits. He could not fathom how the Rosh Hashiva functioned with the, quote, minuscule quantities of food he ingested. Rav Aaron Leib overheard the conversation and he said, are you trying to take away the doctor's parnasa? Rav Yehuda Adas, who traveled with Rav Aaron Leib to France, reported that when Rav Aaron Leib was abroad, he saw individuals and community leaders for more than 16 hours a day. At the same time, he managed to have time to learn and daven. The only thing he ate all day was boiled potatoes and carrots, which his son brought with him from Eretz Yisrael. Finally, Rav Adas could no longer hold back. How does the Rosh Hashiva have the strength to follow such a grueling schedule and see so many people every day while barely eating any food? Rav Aaron Leib replied simply, Zelo kasha, im rotzim I couldn't tie this in better to the past few weeks of Shir. We were talking about Ratzon, and we were talking about food. Ze lo kasha im rotzim mitraglim laza. It's not hard. If someone wants to, if he decides to eat not so much, he can easily get used to it. Ze lo kasha im rotzim. If you have the Ratzon, mitraglim laza. You could become used to it. Even eating boiled potatoes and carrots from the unbelievable. It's an excellent biography. It's the art school biography of Aaron Liebsteinman. So let's go back to the Mayan base of Shoeva. So we're learning something fundamental here, which is that Sevilla, satiation, depends on every person. And it's different for every person. And a tzaddik will make a mental, cognitive decision to stop eating when he has physically had enough to sustain himself. And that's why the pasuk says in Mishlei, tzaddik ochel lispo anafsho. The righteous eats to satiate his soul. Ubetan reshaim techzar. But the soul of the rasha will always be lacking. Let's go on. Ukvar Amar, I'm definitely not going to finish this today. Okay. Ukvar Amar, David, and David HaMelech says, in Tehillim Lamed Dalet, a kapitel I happen to say every day, okay, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yiru as Hashem kidoshav, ki ein machzer li re'av. We say this in Benching also, so I might be familiar to you as well. Yiru as Hashem kidoshav, ki ein machzer li re'av. This pasuk is talking about Yirei Shemayim, God-fearing people. It begins with the word Yiru, and it ends with the word li re'av. Okay. So let's go. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Sheha kidoshav he yireim es Hashem, the holy ones who fear God, umekayamim kedesh atzmecha b'mutarlach, holy Jews, holy people, the holy ones who are God-fearing, they uphold the Talmudic dictum kadesh es atzmecha b'mutarlach. Sanctify yourself through what is holy. It was just in Rashi a couple of parashios ago. Kadesh es atzmecha b'mutarlach. We are told by the Rabbana, make yourself holy through what is permitted. Umitzam tzimim han asam. They are mitzam same their pleasure. Okay, what is tzimtzum? Tzimtzum is a midah, like many midos, which means contraction or withdrawal. We learn it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we learn it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makomo sha'olam, the ein ha'olam makomo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the whole place of the world. The world is not his place. The world is my place. The world is not God's place. God is the place of the world. And yet he is mitzamtzem. He contracts himself to come down into this finite space to dwell in the Mishkan between these two kruvim. How is it possible for infinity to dwell between the two kruvim? How is it possible for infinity to save us? Suli mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem, Shemos 25:8. If you build for me a sanctuary, I will dwell there. How could infinity dwell in a finite space? Infinity can't fit into a finite space. Certainly not a teeny space like the Mishkan, 30 amos by 10 amos, and certainly not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 10 amos by 10 amos, and certainly not between the two kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how could the Shekhinah fit there? It's called tzimtzum, to be mitzamtzem, to contract, to withdraw, to squeeze yourself into this finite space. Klal Yisrael has to be mitzamtzem. We have to learn this midah from Hashem. What does mitzam tzim mean? So Rav Soloveitchik speaks very beautifully in a number of different pieces about this midah of tzimtzum. We must contract from ourselves. So the Rav gives an example. I don't want to give into the whole thing now with the Esrog and Warsa. It means to contract from your midos. You want to become angry. You want to scream at your child because you're at your wit's end and it was a long day and the kid's having a tantrum and they have too much homework and no one's coming for supper, the laundry's waiting for you. You can't take it anymore. You feel like letting loose and you control yourself. You do not scream. You remain calm. You are just mitzamtzem. You contracted yourself. You withdrew from negative midos and you remained calm, gevaldik. You just held up the whole word. Tzadik yisora olam. That's tzimtzum. Okay. So now let's look back. Ukvar Amar David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, Yiru es Hashem kidoshav. Those who are God-fearing are his holy ones. Ki ein machzer li re'av. Because there is nothing lacking for those who fear him. Shaha kidoshav ha yirei mes Hashem. The holy ones who fear God. Umekayamim, and they live by Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutar lach. They live by sanctifying themselves through what is permitted. Umitzamtzimim hanhasam. They diminish, they contract, they withdraw from having full pleasure, physical pleasure on this route. Hine nira l'cha'ora, ki'ilu nimtza etzlam chalal, shelo malu b'ta'anugim. Chalal is something hollow. A corpse found in the field is called a chalal because it is hollow of its neshama. It doesn't have its neshama anymore. It's found, rachman etzlam, without its neshama. Now it's just like a hollow tube with nothing in it. So behold, we see, it is as if nimtza etzlam chalal shelo malu b'ta'anugim. It is found by them as if they are this being, this receptacle, but they have not filled themselves with physical pleasure. So part of them, you could say, is physically hollow, so to speak, because they're not overstuffing on physical delights. Alzeh Omar, you know, whew, think of society we live in. Supersize me. Big gulp. Sizes of large, extra large, and double extra large in Slurpees. What size do you want? How big could you make it? This is not the Torah way. Alzeh Omar, about these tzaddikim, the pasuk says in Tehillim, ki ein machzor li re'av. There is no lack to those who fear God. Shenismale al yedei yira shamayim. A tzaddik does not need to fill his stomach to the point of, I can't eat anymore. I'm so stuffed. He knows when to withdraw from food. He had enough. I'm not talking about starving yourself. I'm not talking about eating disorders. Anyone who has chas from eating disorder, don't listen to the shir. It's not for you. It's for people who are of normal, emotional, mental, I'm not saying insulting, I'm being serious, capabilities and function to understand that I just ate enough physically to sustain myself. What's the point of eating more? To have more physical pleasure? To have more sushi? To have more meat from the carving station? To taste everything at the buffet reception? A tzaddik is full of yirah shamayim. That's what fills up a tzaddik, not food. Look at the pasuk again. Yirah Hashem kidoshev, ki ein machzor lirei av. The holy ones who fear God are holy. Ki ein machzor, there will be no lack, lirei av, to those who fear him. Why? What do they fill themselves up? What filled up Avraham Leib Steinman? Someone came to him, you know the famous story, and he came to Rosh Hashiva, and he said, Rosh Hashiva, what should I do? I don't like learning Torah. So Rosh Hashiva said, how could you not like learning Torah? So he said to Avraham Leib, let me give the Rosh Hashiva a mashal. Let's say someone came to Rosh Hashiva, and he said, Rabbi, I don't like learning steak. What would you say? The Rosh Hashiva said, what steak? So Rosh Hashiva said, if you don't like learning Torah, there's something wrong with your palate, there's something wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with the Torah. What steak? Why do you need steak? I know ein simcha el babasar be'ayin, this is just a very different perspective. Umitzamtzimim hanasam, they contract, they withdraw, they don't need full physical indulgence. Hinei nira l'cha'ora, kilu nimtza etzlam chalal, shelo malu b'ta'anugim. And so you find taka, that by these people, there's something hollow within them in a positive way. They are not filling themselves up on physical pleasure and delight. Alzeh Omar, about this, the pasuk says, ki ein machzor li re'av. There is no lack to those who fear him. Why? Shenismale al yedei yira shamayim. A tzaddik is full from being God-fearing. A tzaddik is full from Torah. A tzaddik is full when he says, I eat enough to serve God in a healthy fashion. A tzaddik is full when he hears a Dvar Torah, when he hears a beautiful Zemer, when he learns a Gevaldik Savra, when he goes to a wonderful Shir, when he does a mitzvah, when he fulfills a chesed. That fills him up. How much meat do I actually need to eat? My physical base desires, like an animal, say, gouge yourself like the lion at the kill. If you've ever seen documentaries, it's amazing to watch them eat. But I don't need to be like that. I need to know that a tzaddik eats enough to serve God, and then he stops. Whew. We're going to stop because we're out of time. I actually thought we would get through this whole thing tonight. But no. But you already have a lot of food for thought. Oh my gosh, pun was not intended. For the coming week. We are, Be'ezrat Hashem, going to finish this. It's a very fascinating and different perspective. Food is necessary. Food is important. We have to eat it. It's the fuel that God gave us. We have to appreciate every bite. But especially in the society in which we live, when there is such a plenty, there's such a plethora, there's such an extra. Unfortunately, sometimes a large simcha, there's a lot of waste. We have to ask ourselves, like the Mechaber has been trying to tell us for the past 4 weeks, how much food do we actually need? And what food is eaten for Ratzon Hashem? And what food is actually eaten for Ratzon Kreso? What do I actually need to serve God? To be healthy. Not to overeat and not to undereat. To be healthy. And when do I just eat more and more to fill my physical pleasure? A God-fearing person, a righteous person is able to say, and we saw the Rambam, we began in the Rambam, I'm not going to eat till I feel so stuffed I can't move. I'm going to eat what I need to serve God. And then I'm going to use my seichel and my da'as, my intuition and knowledge to say I had enough. Because what really fills me up is Yiras Shamayim. God in my life fills me up. Torah in my life fills me up. Mitzvos in my life fill me up. I don't need more than this. But Azor Hashem, we are going to continue next week. I think it's incredibly fascinating. I have mamish been thinking about this the entire week, especially every time before I have a meal. I'm not joking. I've been thinking about it a lot. So Azor Hashem, we will continue next week. We ask Ribbono Shel Olam that for Zechira Latova and Aliyah Latova, from Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShem, in the chus of these Divrei Torah, I really, truly look forward. I'm excited to continue this with you next week. I wish everyone a continued Chodesh Tov of Gevaldik Avodas Hashem and Be'ezos Hashem a good Shabbos. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really amazing. Isn't it amazing? It's just really very, very interesting. Okay, I'm glad you all enjoyed also. Thank you so much. Besoros Tovus and good Shabbos.